This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, we've been talking about the migrants, some of whom have hopped on buses, apparently, and already made it to Tijuana, where they are gathering. Their numbers are in the perhaps the hundreds at this point, but there are well over 1,000, maybe several thousand still, that are down in the Mexico City, Guadalajara, in that range of Mexico. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Dan Carnan.
And Daryl.
We're just kind of updating folks on what's been going on, telling some of the stories here from various different media sources covering CNN, where they point out that Trump has mysteriously gotten quiet about this particular issue as soon as the election happened.
Yeah, well, Mad Dog isn't. He's all about it.
And this is the defense Mattis. Secretary guy?
Right.
So, but Trump, for some reason, has stopped talking about it. And that, as the Mexican, not Mexicans, but the Hondurans and others who are in the migrants numbers that are getting closer and closer as the days go on. Again, a few of them already, several of them, many in Tijuana already. So we're going to continue with that discussion. We have Andy, who hung on the line here, and I'm grateful because he says he doesn't agree with Free Talk Live on this. Well, I'm not even clear if Conan agrees with Daryl and I. We still aren't real clear on his positions. But I want to hear more from you, Andy. You pointed out that the United States has forced association laws, so forcing people to not discriminate in certain areas. You pointed out that there's a welfare state, which those are true, and libertarians would argue against those things, right? We think that people shouldn't have to be paying for a welfare state, that people should be getting help through charities and through other voluntary means, not through some government coercion. And as far as discrimination is concerned, people should be free to discriminate so that way, you know, we can know who the bad guys are in the marketplace, in my opinion, so we can stop doing business with people that are like that.
And Andy, whenever you say forced association, is that a play on freedom of association? Are you?
You should have the freedom to associate and disassociate.
Yep.
And the problem is, you know, people are, you know, we don't live under this ideal libertarian society, so there really isn't an ideal libertarian solution. Because
the libertarian solution is always the same. The libertarian solution is to not use aggressive force against peaceful people.
I disagree that these are peaceful people. The guy who's organized the march down there is a hardcore Marxist. Yeah, this guy's a hardcore Marxist. His name is Bartolo, I think I pronounced it, Bartolo Fuentes, and he's a hardcore Marxist. Okay, look it up if you don't believe it.
What does that have to do with the other 4,000 people?
Okay, well, do you think these are 4,000 libertarians?
I don't know what their political viewpoint is, and I don't care what somebody's political viewpoint is.
Do you think it's likely that they're going to be libertarian?
I don't have any idea what they believe. I know that if they're being persecuted in the place from which they're coming, they probably aren't big fans of the government. I'll give you that.
Okay, well, then why do you think they're getting funding from George Soros and the Ford Foundation? I mean, this is a global.
I don't know who funds Pueblo Sin Fronteras.
They are getting funding from them. And this is,
how do you know?
A globalist. It's been documented. I mean, look it up. Do a little bit of research. We can't, you know, we can only say so much on the air, but I would encourage people to look this stuff up online.
So suggest that we look this up? Because there's a lot of people that call in and make claims and say, look it up, and then when we look it up, it comes from Prison Planet.
Just because it's reported on Prison Planet doesn't mean it's not true. They have a lot of sources from, you know, that are...
Yeah, they also have things about cities on the moon.
No, well, they do not. That is not true.
Let's accept it as true, okay? Just for the sake of argument, let's accept your claim as true. Let's accept your claim as true for the sake of argument. George Soros is funding Pueblo Sin Fronteras, which is encouraging people to migrate to the United States. You believe that because some people you don't like are funding a group, that therefore everybody who picks up their lives and moves is a bad person?
It's not about whether they're necessarily, you know, good people or bad people. I think a lot of them probably are bad people, actually, but some of them could be good people. There could be some good people in the mix. But the bottom line is, like, if somebody wants to come into your property, like, let's say we lived in a private city, okay? And I here's an example I like to use, okay?
Okay.
Let's say
I thought we were talking about today in the real world, but okay, let's go into the private city idea.
Well,
go ahead.
Disney World exists in the real world, and Disney World is, you know, kind of like a privatized city.
Okay.
So do people have a right to just go into Disney World without buying a ticket, or maybe buy a ticket to Disney World and then overstay their ticket time, and then when they get caught by Disney World security, say, oh, well, it's my dream to come to Disney World? You know, I have
right. You're talking about private property,
where,
and obviously a libertarian is going to tell you that a private property owner can set whatever rules they want for their property. What's your point?
Okay, well, the state is currently monopolizing that function. The state takes money from us to pay for roads, so we don't have the option of doing that. I can't say, hey, I don't want these people coming on my private road because the state monopolizes the function. And so my contention
right.
is that while the state is monopolizing this function, that it's policy in place. I'm not saying there shouldn't be any immigrants or there shouldn't be any foreigners, okay? I think there should be some, but I
How
think
many?
That there should be... Okay, that's something that's up to debate as far as how many. Now, I will say this, that 81%
Let's
of Americans
it.
In a recent survey said that they would prefer less immigration. So here's... Okay, so I'm just going to sum this up real quick. Okay, the government policy in place should not invite or encourage people to come here who are Marxist or theocrats or welfare seekers or, you know, people with communicable diseases or you know, criminal gangbangers or and
so to prevent those people from coming here, what do you propose?
Okay, well, I'm almost done. And they should also not have so many people coming in such a short period of time that it leads to displacing the present population, the existing population, as far as displacement. Okay, so I think that the policy in place should not infringe upon the rights of the people who are already here. So now here's another example I like to use. Okay, country of Iceland has about 325,000 people. Okay, do you think that, let's say, 1 million Italians should be able to move to Iceland, even
okay.
if the people in Iceland, let's say...
So you didn't answer my question, and I don't
okay,
want to get
sorry.
Out of the example
okay,
that
I'm
we're
sorry.
Talking about here, which is real life. I'm asking you, you give me all this list of people you don't think should come into the United States, and I'm asking you, what are you going to propose to prevent them from coming here?
Okay, well, first of all, I would not grant them citizenship or any type of welfare benefits or any type of taxpayer funding. Their kids don't get to use the public school. They
okay.
can't use anything when
okay.
they come here. And I also do not
Fine.
Think
so no sidewalks.
Any libertarian principle to shut people to shut the people out to say, hey, don't come here. Now, if we have
right here. So what you're saying is you wouldn't prevent them physically from coming here. You just don't want them to have services.
I don't think it violates any libertarian principle to because they have no property claim here. They don't own any of the land here. They
what if someone wants to let them on their property?
People born in the United States don't own property
here. There is a system in place to go through for that. Okay, we have an immigration system. There's a tourist system.
So that's very anti-libertarian because if you believe in government bureaucracy, you are anti-libertarian. Yes, it is. Libertarians, maybe you don't know what a libertarian is, Andy. A libertarian is somebody who I'm just going to put you on hold here because we're not having a conversation at this point. You're just shouting. A libertarian is somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle, and the non-aggression principle is a simple concept. It's one that says, hey, it's not okay to use aggressive force to achieve your goals in
right.
life. And so if you can't think up a creative way that doesn't involve aggressive violence, which is all the government ever does,
yep.
To actually accomplish your goals, you're not a libertarian. If all you can go to is, well, we need to have rules, we need to have bureaucrats, because with your rules comes bureaucrats with guns, and those bureaucrats with guns are right now spread out across the southern and northern borders and within 100 miles of those borders, setting up checkpoints. They already have internal checkpoints in this country. Do you feel good when you get stopped at an internal checkpoint, Andy?
Of course we don't. But here's the thing.
Oh.
Okay, again, wait a second here. We don't live in a libertarian society, and if we do...
Yeah, you keep
so
saying
that. So therefore, tyranny.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know, you're saying you don't want to get stopped, but the fact is, you will if you ask, no, if you get what you ask
he
for.
He doesn't want to. He just wants everybody else to get stopped.
Thank you for the call tonight. We'll continue here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You don't get it both ways. You don't get to restrict freedoms and also be free on your own.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the migrants. Some people seem to think this is a dangerous group and that they're full of killers people who are going to rape you or murder you or burn your house down. When the reality, of course, is it's full of people who just want to get away from a government who is raping and murdering and burning houses down or whatever. They want to get out of Honduras, and they are willing to walk across an entire continent, basically, to be able to get there. It's an incredible level of dedication, and I have a lot of respect for these people, especially those who are actually planning on just jumping right over that border fence and in large numbers walking into the United States and taking the risk of whatever that might entail as far as the threats being leveled at them from Donald Trump and his military brass, who have now moved as many as 7,000 troops. So basically one troop for every migrant, essentially, because there have been as many as 7,000 migrants estimated. They're saying maybe 5,000 are going to be heading up there. Right now, the reports are saying most of the troops are in Texas. However, the early migrants have arrived in Tijuana, so we may see the troops moving down towards that direction as they get a better feel for where the mass group of migrants will end up. Right now, they're still 1,000 or so miles away from the border. So, you know, are they going to go up the Texas route? Are they going to meet their brothers and sisters in Tijuana? We don't know yet.
Which brings up a good point, the amount of troops that have been sent down there. If we've learned from anything from our military expeditions across the globe, they probably sent about 50,000 troops less than they should have. Because, you know, when it comes to poor, desperate people, you know, woods people, country folk, you need a whole lot of military to take care of that.
So you're saying they should have sent 60,000 people to the border to deal with 4,000 people?
75,000, maybe. To actually get the job done.
What job, exactly?
Exactly. No, they're not. They're useless.
You're saying the troops are?
The troops. That amount of troops trying to cover that much land, that much real estate.
From one
end of Texas all the way to California.
They're not going to have to cover the whole thing. The mass amount of these people, the idea is to stay together, not to split up. Some of them are going to split away and be like, I'm just going to try to cross wherever. So there will be some of that, but that'll be a minority amount. If this group stays together, which seems to be the intention, and they go to the same place, then you won't need 70,000 people to cover the entire border. They're going to be able to observe this group wherever it is they go, and they're going to know where they're going to end up because, you know, unlike your earlier theorizing, Conan, if this group exists, and I have no reason to disbelieve it.
Oh, no, they exist. I'm curious.
You can find them.
I'm curious.
You can probably see them on a satellite.
Who's funding them?
Well,
who created them?
Our previous caller brought up some allegations about Pueblos and Fronteras and said, do some research. And he mentioned the purported organizer and indeed the executive director, Emma Lozano, according to InfluenceWatch.org, has had a Marxist upbringing. So that, you know, claim may be true. But I don't really think that because somebody's organizing it who's a Marxist necessarily carries through to all 5,000 of the people marching are going to have the same political philosophy. If you're being oppressed by
a
government...
That's typically how the Marxists at the top work. They find themselves a lot of useful idiots, and they go to town. And their useful idiots do the heavy lifting for them. And sometimes that might mean... casualties. That might mean starvation
the road. If casualties happen, it's because Trump's going to open fire on these people or his troops are.
This Marxist, that might be his ultimate plan. He might want a Tijuana massacre in order to really get the wave from the left, from the progressives.
Well, in which case Trump will be playing into the Marxist hands.
Maybe that's why he shut up about it.
Either way, the fear mongering that, oh, well, the person who's in charge of Pueblos and Fronteras has a Marxist background, so therefore, these people are saying is, therefore, all 5,000 or the majority of or whatever amount of them of these migrants are all evil Marxists as well. I don't buy it. I think that you don't need to have a political philosophy to be willing to pick up your life and move somewhere. You could just be hungry, or you could just be wanting work, or you could just want to be avoiding getting your head cut off by some drug cartel, or having your, you know, wife raped in the streets by a crime syndicate that's gone, you know, unchecked.
You know, right, but, you know, this argument that, oh, the guy that is involved with this group is a Marxist, so therefore, blah, 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 everybody bad. They're the same type of people that they won't give the ACLU credit when the ACLU stands up for freedom.
Right.
They probably despise the Innocence Project because some of the people might lean a little to the left.
Right. Yeah, right. The ACLU, to these Republicans or conservatives or whoever, how you want to describe these people.
These phony libertarians that are actually conservatives, but they learned like three libertarian phrases.
Right. They look at the ACLU, which, by the way, certainly at the state level does amazing work for freedom here in New Hampshire, 90% of the time, I would say at least. They are on the side of freedom and the side of privacy and the side of your individual rights and the side of freedom of speech. But because they did something bad, sometimes, somewhere, or because they might do something bad 1 out of 10 times or whatever, therefore they're an evil organization. No, you take the good with the bad, you help the people that are doing good things when they're doing good things, and you call them out when they're not doing good things.
Right.
To act as though everybody is this sort of mindless drone that is involved in these things is, it's frankly insulting and ridiculous. So, if you want to continue the discussion, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I don't care if George Soros is giving. I mean, I could keep digging to find out who their donors are, but I've given to the ACLU. Does that mean that I'm all of a sudden a Marxist?
According to some people, probably.
It's ridiculous. I'm sure there are Marxists in the ACLU.
Probably.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. There are definitely leftists in the ACLU. There's no doubt. Probably the majority of their funding comes from people on the left.
Yes.
Yeah, so the funders are Open Society Foundations. That's
this is
Soros.
Pueblo Sin Fronteras?
Right.
Okay.
MacArthur Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Corporation. Those are the big ones.
Okay.
And Open Society Foundations, that is Soros' thing.
And I don't think you have to be a Marxist to believe in crossing borders without asking for permission.
Yeah,
right,
but
Marxists aren't going to want people to cross borders.
Not unless you're trying to overthrow capitalism. And in that, if you're trying to overthrow
a
country...
Well, you're not going to overthrow people in a marketplace, and I don't necessarily agree with capitalism or communism or any of that, but if you've got a marketplace, you need people who are willing to work. Bringing people who are willing to work in, which is what these people are,
and
these people want to work. There's interviews with the people in this group. They want a better life. They want to work for a better life, like most immigrants to the United States want. Bringing those people in isn't going to bring you Marxism.
By the way,
hard workers who are going to clean, they're going to pick crops, and they're going to
clean your
landscaping,
bathroom.
And they're going to clean your house, and they're going to do it cheap.
Right. And so that's another argument, and I've heard it from our own people, our own city planners here in this region, who are all about the bringing in of the immigrants into our community, because we have a problem in this situation. We're not making babies anymore, and we're all getting old.
Yeah, and so young people are leaving Keene, New Hampshire.
So there is a global push, not just in this country, but all across the globe, to bring immigrants into these failing first world countries to take over and to fix the Ponzi scheme.
We got more coming up, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California Governor Jerry Brown has toured areas of Northern California that were hit hard by the Camp wildfire.
This is so devastating that I don't really have the words to describe it. It looks like a war zone. It is. It's the devastation that only fires of this kind could bring about.
Brown was joined by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and toured the destroyed town of Paradise, where most of the fire victims were killed. The fire has torched around 135,000 acres, but lower winds and higher humidity has helped the firefighters gain some ground. CAL FIRE Director Ken Pimlott.
I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes. Right now we are focused on maintaining the pace and the battle rhythm of this firefight.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind here. You can take control of the airwaves. Although we're talking about immigration, it's going to be a subject that continues to come up because people continue to misunderstand this. And those who claim to be libertarians but yet support border enforcement are very, very confused individuals who don't really understand what liberty is and don't understand how to get from where we are to where we want to be. If you don't like the big government welfare state, you are not going to make things better by creating a big government police state to go along with it, with the excuse of, well, we've got a welfare state, so we need to keep people out, so therefore we need more police state. No, that's not how you make the government smaller. You have to advocate for fewer government involvements in people's lives, getting rid of the government entirely. That's the true, in my opinion, the true libertarian position, to get rid of coercion, to get rid of the coercive state. If the government wants to continue existing on a voluntary basis, where it takes its funding through, you know, voluntary means and doesn't use aggressive force against peaceful people, okay, fine. If you want to call that thing a government, fine. We don't have that thing, and that thing is not being proposed anywhere by anybody right now. So as a libertarian, you should be proposing the maximum freedom every single time. Inevitably, within the political process, that's going to be whittled down. It's going to be compromised. I understand that. I understand how politics works. It sucks, but that's just the reality of the situation. You do not get less by asking for more. That's just, hello, McFly doesn't compute. You don't get to smaller government by asking to grow the government. And if you're asking for border enforcement, that's what you're asking to do. You're asking to grow.
But Ronald Reagan, He made the government smaller.
No, actually, he did not. He increased and presided over one of the largest increases mm-hmm. in the size of the government in his two terms. And the government, of course, has gotten bigger and bigger ever since. As we continue here, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ian.
Yes,
Colin, go ahead. And Daryl. Appreciate your taking my call.
No problem.
I wanted to say that there are parties involved in this mix of everything that actually, you know, you might even agree have a legitimate beef with, you know, the way that folks are coming, you know, over the Mexican border.
And what would that this, be?
Well, I first of all, I think there's externalities involved in the actual gathering of those people, that the normal path of a refugee is in fact something that you know, doesn't involve large amounts of money and support to produce a huge group of folk coming all at the same time. I think that the
This is organized and it takes effort and money to organize a thing. What's wrong with that? It's an interesting organization.
I think what it's gathering is are people from Honduras or whatever other Central American countries that are, you know, I've even heard that they've quit their own jobs, that they had gainful employment down there and quit those jobs to, you know, get involved in this.
Is there something wrong with that? If you could get a better job somewhere else and that paid you more, why wouldn't you quit your job?
What I would complain about would be what representation are these organizers actually giving to the people, because I think that they're offering something that probably is not a true, you know,
lying to people, that's not good.
I had a job when I lived in San Antonio, Texas. I quit that job to move to New Hampshire for more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did anybody come find you and pay for your travel ticket and pay for your food and then ultimately have a reward waiting for you? Not just freedom, but maybe an apartment and a job.
There are some people that think that if they move to New Hampshire for, you know, the Free State Project, that there will be jobs and housing.
Please don't do that, people. Prepare.
Yeah.
There's no one. There are no benefactors here that's going to. They're going to hand that to you.
That's true. Look, if it's true, Bad Slave, that people are being misled, if they're being told, yes, you know, sold a false bill of goods about the, you know, what life would be like if they get into the United States, then obviously, nobody here is going to support fraud being used to, you know, to persuade people.
What is your expectation? What is your expectation that, you know, those so-called organizers are being completely forthright with what they're offering?
Well, first of all, I don't know how many of the people who are involved are the organizers, and of the organizers, I don't know how many of them are fully in prep. I'm answering your question. I don't know how many of them are fully informed on what life is like in the United States. There's a lot of rumor out there about the United States that is not true.
Yeah.
So just because somebody believes a rumor as fact doesn't mean that person's telling a lie. It means that that person is miscommunicating, that person is misinforming, in many cases not on purpose. I'll give you another example of this coming from Africa, where we had a gentleman call this show a number of times from Cameroon, Africa. We've had others call from other parts of Africa. Believe it or not, despite the fact that the internet exists and that, you know, some people have access to it and they could do research, there's still the mythology out there that America is a free place. That mythology still exists in places around the world, and people believe it. Now, is it free in comparison to where they're coming from? You better believe it's freer in a lot of ways than a lot of the other countries out there. But it is by no means free, and what turns out to be the case is a lot of these people who come here end up finding out, you know what, it wasn't as free as I thought it was going to be. That's just, you know, it's a truth.
I've spoken to Mustafa Cole, who you probably have spoken to as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've disabused them myself of those.
So you've experienced this misunderstanding. You know it exists.
I mean, there's a bigger picture going on with regards to the Central America thing. And mm-hmm. the one thing that you never talk about, Ian, is the fact that there are people that live on the borders. And, you know, what's going to happen to them and their own personal property when there's this mob of folk coming over, you know?
Is the concern they're going to trample on some plants?
No, I think there's a concern that there's going to be a crowd of varying people of wild and varying kinds of,
Is the concern that they're going to trash somebody's property?
I think he's implying raping and pillaging.
Are you concerned somebody's going to get violent?
I'm not implying anything, Daryl.
Well, what's the concern? Nothing, you said there's a concern. What's the concern?
The concern is that there's going to be a huge mobs of people that are going to find particular places to get across, and they're uh-huh. going to mob the locations of
mob them,
you know, because
and do what?
Know, listen.
And do what?
There's not a lot of Ian. There's not a lot of.
Are they going to defecate on the ground? I mean, is that the concern? Because there might not be a porta potty nearby.
There's not a lot of resources for these people to access.
Okay. Well, you know what has happened? What's amazing, Bad Slave, and thank you for the call tonight to the point that you're trying to make there, is that as these people have been walking through Mexico, guess what? Resources appear.
Well,
people who want to help these folks along their way have been providing them with, you know, fresh fruit and food and
really? I thought this foundation has been feeding them.
No, they have not been feeding them very well. They have not been feeding them very well.
Well, Bad Slave brings up a good point. If my property was the border, I would be afraid of people, 7,000 people camped out on the other side. I've got chickens and rabbits, and I don't want them defecating, and I don't want them eating my rabbits.
Yeah, understandable concern. If the U.S. government wasn't forcing them to cross at unusual places, then they wouldn't be crossing through your property. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you. If you dial in now, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got a little bit of time left for you if you want to jump in here. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Cardin. And
Daryl. Oh, sorry, Daryl. Let's try that again.
And Daryl.
There we go. And also,
how do you forget to unmute Mike, too? It's right in the middle.
Yeah, just an accident. As happens. So, we continue here. We'll take your calls. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line room, so jump in over at discord.lrn.fm. We're going to do that actually here in just a moment, but I do want to thank Jesse Cruz, who is a silver Free Talk Live amplifier. You can become an amper, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, by going to ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, which is what the silver level will do. There's no real difference between the levels. It's just we have different names for different numbers of amounts that people give. Although, to be clear, there is one. I guess I should clarify. There is one minor difference. If you're a platinum, you can promote your business on your AMP listing, whereas
nice.
If you're not, then you can. So anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Otherwise, all the perks are the same. You still get access to all the AMP, AMP-only podcasts, the AMP-only Facebook group. You get the chat rooms on the Discord server that are available for supporters and more. Go and get all the details. Get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com like Jesse Cruz has done and has for, I think, several years. I think he's been on board. I think we're in like the five or six-year range because we're going in order, relative order of length of time amping the show. We started out at like 12 or 13 years, and so now we're kind of like halfway through. So thanks again, and go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we continue here, Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio. Oh, and by the way, another great website you ought to check out, Freedom's Phoenix. Go to freedomsphoenix.com for some liberty-oriented news and stories from the regarding current events from those who value liberty. Freedomsphoenix.com has that, and they've got a daily dispatch as well, so you can stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police states. So as you might imagine, they're never short on content. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. As we continue here, we go to Letter Mage on the line calling from Oklahoma, and you're on the Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening in on the conversation, and whether we have a socialist state or a democratic socialist state, whatever you want to call it, that doesn't mean we have to compromise our beliefs and values. Honestly, indeed. Let a man collaborate. Let them collaborate with us. We might get great ideas. We might get productive citizens. A lot less of a chance of getting violent criminals or anyone that's crime is other than traveling across an arbitrary border. So, I mean, that's a benefit to bringing them in, as well as, you know what, if they go ahead and are able to amass a large wave and beat through the Border Patrol and the amassed troops there, that just sends a nice message that the government is ineffective. I have no problem with them delegitimizing the government.
That's one of the reasons why I'm very excited about this. Now, of course, the fear is that they're going to open fire, right? And it wouldn't be the first time that the U.S. federal government has opened fire on a peaceful group of people. Remember there was that story of the World War, either one or two veterans. I forget what there was like a name for them. Maybe y'all will remember
the
this.
The ones who stormed D.C. and were camped out there in front of D.C.?
Where they just blasted them.
Was it Eisenhower who was the general
this
at the time who went in there and swept them out of there, burnt and destroyed their encampment, their tents.
What was referred to as the bonus army.
That's it, the bonus army, right? They wanted to go and get what they were promised. They were like promised some sort of bennies after they got out, and they didn't get it. And they came to D.C. to protest that, and D.C. responded by killing them.
Yes.
Just slaughtering them.
That sounds absolutely insane in today's 24-hour news cycle with an obviously hostile media force against them. If they opened fire, they would have such an international humanitarian outcry.
What year was it? Do you have that in front of you still, Daryl? What year was the bonus
army? This was July 1932.
32, okay.
So. There were 43,000 marchers, 17,000 of whom were veterans of World War I. And there were two casualties, 1,000 injuries of the marchers.
I'm surprised it was that low with the only two casualties. But regardless,
considering that the U.S. military used six tanks,
wow,
500 infantry, 500 cavalry, and 800 police.
And I'm sorry, the general was MacArthur.
Ah, okay. So, I mean, that proves that they're willing to shoot at their own people.
Yep.
So,
Whiskey Rebellion.
Yeah.
Kent State,
much smaller, but yes,
Ruby
certainly
Ridge,
more memorable.
Waco.
Yeah, but I was using the group in D.C. as an example of a large number of people, and this would be a large number of people similarly to that. So I don't say that to stoke fear. I think that, you know, these people, if they're going to do what they're talking about doing, which is to say, you know, cross the border in large numbers like this, that's incredibly heroic, incredibly brave, and that's why one of the reasons I'm cheering them on, because as you pointed out, Letter Mage, civil disobedience. This is what this is, right? This is civil disobedience.
This is sitting at the head of the bus.
It puts the government in the unenviable position for them of having to either, one, look completely impotent as they do nothing, which is what happened with Mexico, right? Mexico at the border of Guatemala and Mexico, they had some border guards there. They tried to stop them. They stopped them for a short bit, but people decided they were just going to jump off the bridge and swim to the mainland, and the Mexican government decided they were going to leave them alone. All they did was watch. They didn't stop them from doing that. That was the right decision to make, but ultimately it makes it look like they're impotent, and the same thing will happen if the U.S. government does nothing, whereas if the government shoots, if the government actually rolls over people with tanks and, you know, turns on the flamethrowers or whatever his weapons that they bring out there, then they're going to look like a bunch of tyrants and it's going to be horrifying.
Except have we reached a level where the people have lost enough faith in our government because the bonus army intervention was something that was swept under the rug and no one's talking about it. No. Waco is another good example. No one talks about that.
Even the
The
marches in Birmingham, Alabama, my hometown, where police wound up, opening the fire hoses on the marchers. You know, like, it lives on as that was a horrible thing that happened.
And everyone forgets about it.
But people don't mention it when talking about instances of police or military using violence against protesters.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at those examples where we're glossing over a really current one, and what about the Ruby Ridge protest?
Yeah, I think you mentioned that, Daryl. Ruby Ridge.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I must have just spaced out there. my only last
Where a sniper shot the woman
in the kitchen. He's talking about, was there a protest later on and it got...
Not that I know of. Was there?
I was thinking about, maybe I'm coming up with a name, but...
Oh, you're thinking of the Malheur, the... where there was the... Basically, it was a group of conservatives doing their own Occupy protest. They just weren't calling it Occupy because leftists.
Right. I think this is very interesting.
Occupy the Bird Sanctuary is basically what they did.
Pretty much. Letter Mage, other thoughts? Go ahead.
The only thing I got left to say is, as a prior service preconditioned veteran, I support them coming in because they can only bring positive change to a society that desperately needs it.
If you were on this troops, you know, these 7,000, 5,000 some troops that have been put on the border, if you were part of those troops and they said, shoot them if you see them, what would you do?
I wouldn't.
That's a good question.
And that's because I will only obey a lawful order. And this is not a violent military action.
That's going to be a good question.
What if someone throws a rock?
That's not a violent military action. It's a civil disobedience. And that is not what that military is put in place for.
Thanks for the call, Letter Mage. I appreciate hearing from you. Hopefully there are enough people in the military who feel similarly, although I don't know if I believe that there are.
Typically you have young kids who only know how to do one thing, and that's follow orders.
Yep.
And you've got oldsters who love doing what they do, and that is being an authoritarian.
Right, and they're told that if you think you have an unlawful order, just follow it anyway and then file a report later.
Coming up, not tonight, we didn't have time for it just because, you know, we get into things and that's how things go on Free Talk Live. But, Daryl, you do have a story, and I hope you'll hold on to it either for tomorrow or Friday, where we can talk about the border concept itself.
Yes.
To go wider than, you know, what we've been discussing, which is the current events surrounding the border and, you know, past events, but to look at the idea of borders in history. And there's a piece over at Forbes that you have in your show prep. That delves into what was life like way back. Was it Middle Ages that they're going to be looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very interested to hear about that. Stay tuned for more of Free Talk Live, where we can, of course, talk about anything you want to discuss, whether it be the border or whatever's on your mind. And we're going to keep our eyes on this migrant caravan story as it develops. To me, it's one of the most important stories of the year, especially considering if it really does come down to a mass group of people disobeying the federal government and crossing the border and calling the potential bluff. And I hope it is a bluff. We'll continue here tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.